Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you thought they were cooked, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. 74-71. They're two games back of the third wild card spot, technically three due to the tiebreak rules because the Mets have the season head-to-head advantage over them. But the Mets are in free fall mode. They've lost four in a row, 3-7 in their last 10. Juxtapose that with what the Giants are doing. 1-2 in a row already, 7-3 in their last 10, and they're in fuego. And maybe, just maybe, there's a little bit of magic left down at Oracle Park, Joseph. I don't know how to explain it. I don't. But it's fun to watch. And Drew Gilbert, by the way, might be the most biggest character in baseball right now.
What have I been saying for the last 2 weeks on this show?
They need a personality.
But what have I been calling Drew Gilbert particularly?
What have you been calling
poor
him?
Poor man's Hunter Pence.
I want to call him the Joker right now because that guy is doing everything in that dugout. Biting, I'm choking. Here for that. I don't know what he's doing out there, but it's working.
How about Willie Adames? You know, this guy has started off the season so poorly. Now, maybe you can make the argument, hey, Joe, if he doesn't start off the year so bad, they're in a 4-5 game better position than they are right now, and this team is in basically in the driver's seat for a playoff spot. But in a down-loss year, this guy's going to have 30 home runs, 130, 140 hits, over 10 stolen bases. Like, it was a bad year, and they're going to have 30 jacks from their shortstop. He's been amazing. One of my buddies was sending me one of these theories. My buddy Matt, ooh, one of the biggest, most diehard Giants fans I've ever met in my life. And he's like, I know this sounds absolutely insane. There are certain football teams that are this way. Think about the Miami Dolphins. If they are in anything below 40-degree weather, you're like, yeah, they stink.
Oh, that's why I took them in that playoff game against the Chiefs. I was like, there's no chance in hell Tua from Hawaii with the Miami Dolphins is winning that game in minus 30-degree weather. Yes.
The greatest show on turf was in a dome.
Yep.
On turf.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that they played better for that reason.
Peyton Manning, Indianapolis Colts.
Great call. Are the Giants a warm weather team?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh.
Like, I'm asking that out loud. They play better when there's this humidity in the air. Now, I have zero data to back that up. This is straight up a gut feeling. It sounds insane to say out loud.
The humidity, it's helping?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, Devers, Adames, some of these guys are accustomed to playing in more, you know, humid, warmer environments. It's just a theory. It's just a theory he's throwing out, and it sounds absurd on the surface, but this team is learning how to win at Oracle Park. They're learning how to hit at Oracle Park, and then you look at Devers, though last night was not one of those games. I mean, this is a guy I've been talking about. Like, I think he's a 40-120 guy next year. Like, those are the types of goals you could ask for this guy. And I'm talking about 40 home runs, 120 RBIs. He already has well over 100 walks this year. If you look at just guys with 30 home runs and 100 walks, he's on a very short list of guys.
I would like to ask the audience at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The Giants are on fire right now. And are you buying it? Are you a believer in this team? And is this emblematic of who this team should have been all season long? Now, they got rid of or lost some of their best closers or slash bullpen guys. Randy Rodriguez is done. He was easily your best arm in that bullpen. You got rid of Camilo Doval, former All-Star. Rodgers, right? You got rid of all these guys. But somehow, some way, Ryan Walker with the save last night, I don't know if I guess I should start trusting him. I still kind of don't, but the team keeps winning, Joe.
Thank you.
In spite of all of that.
And let's give a good thank you, because this is very rare. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Thank you, Philadelphia, for taking care of the Mets. The Mets are free-falling. I don't know what to make of this Giants team.
Was Philly carrying on the mound?
Yeah. Joe, how many times have I sworn this team off in the last 6 weeks?
Y'all have. Like, no one was buying this team. Just a couple weeks ago, hell, Joe, after that series against the Cardinals last weekend, I think we're all saying, okay, that's the Giants. They choked these two games away. They're done, right? We were all saying that.
I mean, we thought that they were ready to basically quit on their manager. That's what it felt like. And ever since then, they've galvanized themselves, and slowly they're starting to chip away. They've scored an insane amount of runs since August 23rd, leading baseball in runs scored. This is a team that couldn't get a guy home from third for months on end. Months on end. So is it a blip on the radar? Has something changed? Has everything locked in? I don't know. It's also coincided with Matt Chapman getting back and being healthier and looking good. Robbie Ray yesterday was not just good, he was outstanding. And Robbie Ray was a guy that I said, hey, would you consider dealing him at the deadline? And right now, Robbie Ray is one of the things, forget this year, he's one of the reasons why you'd be optimistic for next year and why you would encourage someone to want to come here next year if you are a part of the pitching staff. If you're Justin Verlander and you're 50-50 as to whether you want to come back or not. If you're, I'm just going to throw this name out, Kyle Tucker, yeah, and you're looking for a free agent destination landing zone, you would want to play on a team with someone like Robbie Ray. Obviously, you'd want to play with Devers, and you'd want to play with Chapman and Willie Adames. Jung Woo Lee flipping the switch and adjusting midseason. Really, his first full season in like 2 years? There's so many little elements of this team right now. And, you know, a guy like Casey Schmidt has put together a heck of a year for a rookie. He's been hit 8,000 times on the arms and elbows and shins, and he's just grinded out a heck of a season.
I mean, this has been, talking about fighting through adversity, and we were talking a lot about that with Bonte yesterday, about the 49ers in week one after losing George Kittle. You know, Juwan Jennings goes out, and we'll have updates on the 49ers and their injuries going forward. Absolutely, we'll get into that. But this team, I just got to give them credit for fighting through adversity the last few months, whether it was questions about the manager, and we were getting on Elliot Ramos, you know, for what he said about the fans, and, you know, him just having his manager's back and his teammates' back, you know, the ups and downs of your highest paid players. As Willie Adames, did they make a mistake? The Rafi Devers trade, did they make a mistake? You saw what Boston was doing ever since that trade. They've been balling, right? You know, you go the on and on. Jung Woo Lee, right? We didn't even bring him up. He golfed that one out the other night. He's looked incredible the last month.
If he can somehow, he doesn't have to bat 341, which is what he's been doing over the last however many weeks. But if he can be a 285 hitter, how good is that acquisition?
I mean, and we were talking about, and that's why I kind of viewed this as kind of like a redshirt rookie season for him. Him being able to fight through that adversity. Casey Schmidt, you mentioned. Hell, yeah, they've been doing this with basically like three starters.
I mean,
that's what they've been doing. No,
it's been
no
Verlander, Logan Webb, and Robbie Ray.
That's it.
And most people haven't paid attention. Kaiway Tang's been pretty solid.
He's got some filthy stuff, by the way.
You guys laughed at me a couple weeks ago. I like Kaiway Tang.
Because you were saying poor Kaiway Tang. Because that's why we were laughing.
Because I like him. Like, as a fifth starter, he's not bad.
No, and then we got Carson Seymour going on the bump today. Yeah. They're going to try to go for the sweep. So, and that's why this is so massive, Joe. Because in the standings, not only are you looking up at the Mets, but the D-backs are right there behind you. So this was huge to take this series alone. And obviously, you're fighting with the Reds, who are right behind you as well. And why these are so important is you had a series split against the Reds this year. I don't know if you knew that. So they went 3-3 against Cincinnati.
I'm well aware. So, poor Kaiway Tang.
Thank you. So that tie break goes out the window. So you go to the next tie break. And how do you determine that? It's intra-division record.
Okay.
So whatever the Reds is against the NL Central, juxtapose that against whatever the Giants is in the NL West. That's why stacking up these wins right now are so important if you do end up tied with them, if we see the Mets free fall.
And there was an important insurance run later in this game. It was a little flazy fly ball out to Corbin Carroll in right field. And Matt Chapman tagged up, and I'm shocked that Matt Chapman went, and I'm shocked that he got in there and beat the tag, and Matt Williams sent him. Mm. I mean, I have never discussed a third base coach more at the professional level in any season that I can ever remember, other than, hey, you know, I really like watching Wendell Kim, you know, sprint out there to third base.
Right.
Joe, I think I need to do something for the good of the team. I think I need to continue to not believe in them publicly so that they can continue to go on this run. Because every time I buy in, things turn completely around and we get topsided. So should I just stop, like, not believe? Like, honestly, am I the jinx?
I don't think you're the jinx. No, I don't think you're the jinx. I do wonder if Giants fans are truly buying into this team, though, or if they're trying to protect themselves from heartbreak. That's what we do as fans, right? You don't want to start believing. What is it Mulder always said in the X-Files? I want to believe. That's what you want.
Well, because, that's like me with aliens.
Right?
I want to believe exactly, that there's aliens. I don't know if there are, but I want to believe.
You want to believe in this Giants team. You want to believe that there's some magic here, that exactly. They could go on a run, but you want to protect yourself as fans. But quite frankly, given how this season went down and how we were talking about them, does it sound like a cop-out and I'm letting them off the hook if I say they're playing with house money the rest of the way? Given, like, the vibes of this season, you got a couple weeks to go here. Now, you're going to say, hey, Joe, get back to me on Monday after this series against the Dodgers this weekend. If you get swept, yeah, I'm not feeling very good about it. I hear you on that, but it's not like the Dodgers are playing world-beating baseball right now. And that's going to be a massive series, and I can't wait. Like, that's another thing about this. Did any of us expect this weekend between the Giants and Dodgers to actually mean something? Like, the fact that it means something this late in the season, that's pretty incredible, man.
That is true.
That's awesome. So not only are we going to have, the Niners and the Saints early at 10 o'clock. What is it? I'm assuming it's going to be a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. Is it Sunday Night Baseball? No. So it's a 1 o'clock start. So we got a double dosage.
Perfect timing. That's perfect. New Orleans Niners in the morning, and then you get Giants in the afternoon.
What else could you ask for?
Well, Joe, I think there's a couple of things. You're asking about, like, the fans. I think one thing is definitely true. We have supported this team through if you look at, like, attendance, the Giants' attendance has been excellent all year, even during the downtime. So that's one thing. Fans are connected to this team. Whether it's having everyday players, whether it's we just like Buster, whether it's some combination of they were good enough to make people buy in and buy tickets ahead of time. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. It's probably all of the above. But it does feel like there's building to something, not just for this year. And I think that's the overarching thing for me is as desperate as a playoff push right now feels, I feel infinitely more excited about what could happen this offseason and for next year. Because if I am a part of this team for next year, I got Willie. I got Devers. I got Chapman. Jung-Hoo Lee, promising. Elliot Ramos. Schmidt looks like the real deal. Do you bring back Dom Smith? You know, I would like to. I think he has a spot on this team. Can Verlander re-sign and be your fourth or fifth starter? You have a nucleus of guys, and obviously Logan Webb's going to be back and Robbie Ray's going to be back. You have a nucleus of guys that you can hang your hat on. Now it's like, how do we add to this?
Right.
So, yes, there's this year, right, which is important, right, but it's not the end-all, be-all. Whereas in years past, when you had a bunch of guys on one-year deals and guys fighting for their MLB careers, it felt like, oh, if this doesn't happen right now, this team could be, 15 players different next year.
Well, I guess what I'm asking to the audience, and by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Like, is it playoffs or bust for you? Is that how you're viewing the rest of this season? Like, they need to make the playoffs for this to be a successful season at this point, because I'm just looking at a team, as I mentioned, that's basically had three starters the last couple months. You lost Birdsong. You don't have Harrison anymore. You've gotten Kaiway Tangs of the world, the Carson Seymours. You know, Wizenhump has come up for a cup of coffee every now and then. Like, so I'm just viewing this season right now. So far, if the season ended right now, I think it would be success, given everything that has taken place, which is insane to say, because what did we say just March, Joe? Meaningful baseball in September.
Yes.
What do we have this weekend?
Yeah, but the route there, can you at least acknowledge the route there has been erratic?
It has been, but the route on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control. This is meaningful baseball.
No, you're...
This is meaningful baseball in September. This was the goal.
Yeah, this is the results over process.
Yes! You gotta trust the process. Sam Hinkie, come on!
Okay, but like when it was the Golden State Warriors and they were just kind of like just middling for so long, they made us trade and then, whoop, instantly Jimmy Butler had an effect on winning and the team came together. In this one, it's like they made this big trade. Now, they had other acquisitions at the beginning of the year, but they made this big trade, and you didn't see the positivity right away. And it was just so rocky and everything. And it wasn't just bad. I mean, Joe, it was dreadful. They were the worst team in baseball for 50 games. That's a third of the season. And then out of nowhere, they picked themselves off the mat like the Undertaker. And you look up and it's like, yeah, well, the rest of baseball's not that much better than you. So you just kind of hung around. And now you've gone on a little run and you're here. It is unbelievably surprising. The only season that can kind of come close to this is the 2021 Niners that I can think of, where like the season was so rocky at the beginning and at the middle, just making the playoffs felt like a giant accomplishment.
Are you viewing that with this San Francisco Giants team? Do they need to make the playoffs now for this season to be a success, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. And how are you viewing it, quite frankly? I'd also ask, is this just fugazi? This is, you know, they're still around 500. They're a couple games over. You know, they are a mixed bag. So you take the good with the bad, and they're just an average team. Is that how you're viewing it? Or are you viewing this team as a legit playoff team that can make some noise? Which sounds insane, considering what I just mentioned. You got rid of all of your good bullpen arms, or they got hurt. You do have Ryan Walker and Spencer Bivens. But outside of that, no one else that was here at the start of the season.
Spencer Bivens has been a heaven sent. I've been talking about him all year. I know he drives people crazy because he pitches way too much. Who else are you going to rely on right now?
Matt Gage.
He's been okay.
Okay, Joey Lucchese.
Lucchese's actually been really good for this team all year. I think if you followed, he's been one of their few reliable lefties on the entire staff.
Higuero, like there's some of these guys.
Well, Budo might be, obviously Drew Gilbert has been a headliner, and we'll get to him in a second. Because everyone in the country is talking about when Pat McAfee is bringing you up, that is funny. We'll play that sound for those that didn't know. But, you know, Budo's been a nice acquisition too. That Tyler Rogers trade, Joe, was a great trade. Not a good trade. A great trade.
Tyler Rogers. I'm looking at the Mets.
He could sign with them in the offseason.
I'm looking at the Mets right now because that's who he's on. Is he starting to say, like, are you kidding me? Maybe I was the curse. Well, I get traded to the Mets.
I'm not.
And we fall. It's a free fall right now.
Joe.
They're awful.
I'm not a big, like, hey, you know, Capri Sun and Orange Slice guy, let's find a silver lining.
I know you're not.
But in this circumstance, when you have been under 500 every year but one since 2017, you have to build in the right direction. And you're not going to sprint. You're not all of a sudden going to become the Dodgers. You have to build slowly. You know, the Niners have that term, brick by brick. Like, you really do have to go brick by brick. And I think that this has been a huge leap forward. Now, you know, sustaining it for all of next year, that's a different question. I'm extremely more optimistic today about the future of this team and the present than I've ever been in the entire Farhan era. Like, I truly am the most optimistic. But the hard part is for this year on this team, I've sworn them off 7 or 8 different times. So maybe I should just shut up and just hop on the bandwagon and throw my hands up like it's a roller coaster ride.
Are you with Shasky? Are you now feeling optimistic about the future of this Giants season and this team? Or is it just, a blip? This is a nice little run, but it's gonna end in a couple weeks. Is that how you're feeling, Giants
fans? It's sustainable, though. Like,
is this sustainable?
They have guys that are carryover for next year. This is not a one-year Farhan special.
I think a lot of fans are still waiting to, you know, they're slightly dipping their toe back into the water. They're checking the temperature. I don't know how they're feeling. I want to gauge that. We got Richie and Queens on the other side. Plus, we'll talk to the voice of the Giants at 7:30, Dave Fleming, as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 5-3 the final last night.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.